Hello everyone, this is Vishwanath for Winning Edge Talks. You will now be listening to the audio of the Zoom meeting I had with Pushi, an international streamer. Sit back and enjoy listening. Good evening everyone. Welcome to the Winning Edge Talk Show. This is Vishwanath here, your sports psychology coach and counselor. I'm the author of the book Success Mantra in Sports. The entire book is on the mental aspects of sports. I've been mentally training lots of athletes from all games. Today, for my show, I have this sensational teenage swimmer, Kushi Dinesh from Bangalore, Karnataka. She has represented India several times. She has won 300 gold medals in the state championships, 70 in the nationals, and 6 international golds and 2 international silver medals. She has the habit of breaking higher records being at a younger age category. The newspapers have most of the time described her as a young swimmer who makes big splashes. Okay, she has set the pool ablaze on several occasions with her sensational performances. Welcome to the Winning Edge Talk Show, Kushi.
Yeah, thank you for that welcome.
Yeah, thank you. So, before we continue, I would like to read out Kushi's achievements. It's a proud moment for me to read out all that she has achieved in her swimming. Kushi started swimming at the age of 3. She trains at the Baswanagudi Aquatic Center, Bangalore. In the year 2017, she was the youngest girl to represent our country in the World Junior Championships held in Indianapolis, USA. Here, she came 16th position, with no other Indian has been able to do so until now. She has won 5 gold medals and 2 silver medals at the South Asian Aquatic Championships held in Sri Lanka. In the year 2019, she represented India again in the World Junior Championships held in Budapest, Hungary. She was placed 4th and 5th in the Asian Age Group Championships held in Bangalore 2019. She has won 7 gold medals this year in the Junior National Championships held in Rajkot, Gujarat. She has won 8 gold medals in the Karnataka State Aquatic Championships held in Mysore. She has received the prestigious Kempegowda Award in 2014 when she was 10 years old, making her the youngest recipient of the award. She has also received the Bangalore Mayor's Award in 2019 and the Kannada Sahitya Parishad Award in 2017. She was the youngest recipient in both the awards. It's indeed a proud moment and a privilege to have her on the show.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Okay. Kushi, when did you begin your swimming? We heard that you first began with floaters, you know, swimming, floating on the pool when you were 1.5 years.
Yeah, so like when I was small, I used to like love the water so much. So then my parents thought they should put me into professional swimming. So then there was a club near my house, so I went there. And then they said that they won't teach professional swimming for a 1.5-year-old child. So then my dad got me floaters and stuff. So it was just enjoying for like 2 months. Then after 2 months, what happened? I felt really ill. I got fever. So then my grandparents were like, they started scolding my parents, like, she's such a young girl, why do you want to put her into swimming? So it'll affect her health. So then I stopped swimming. Then again, I started when I was 3 years old. So I joined Baswanagudi Aquatic Center where I train now. So since then, I've been training.
Wonderful. When did you first take part in a competition and how was that experience?
My first competition was when I was in first grade. So that was an inter-school meet and I represented my school, Sophia High School. So I got like bronze. So in that meet, there wasn't my age category. So it was under 10 standard is one category and under 12 standard is one more category. So I took part in most of my seniors and our school relay team placed third. So that is like one of my first meets and it was really good. Like all my school seniors came and congratulated me. So being a part of like a bigger team, that was really nice.
Wonderful, wonderful. You will agree with me that without support, you wouldn't have made it this big. How was the support yes. coming from your parents, your coaches, your school, your teachers? And we also have your teacher here with us. And then your association, and then the swimming administration of India. How was the support coming? What would you like to tell them? How do you like to thank them?
My main pillars of support are my parents. Mm-hmm. So they've always encouraged me, and no matter what, like even if at my lowest, they're always there to like pick me up. So of course, it is my parents. Like their support is so invaluable to me. And then my school, I study in Sophia High School. So my principal, her name is Sister Alpana. So she's been a constant support, giving me leaves. And most of the time I don't attend school. So she gives me leaves. She lets me go late to school. And she always, like in every competition, she before every competition, she calls me up to make sure that I am fine, and before I leave for every competition, she blesses me. So even her support is so invaluable. And then of course my teachers. So Miss Ra is also here. So every time, like so I miss any classes, they always tell me that they're open to any questions and I can go to them anytime. And I have so many of my friends here, so of course, like, they help me out so much. Like every time I miss classes, they help me catch up on the notes, and then they explain everything to me, and they always support me. And them being here is also like a huge support for me. And then of course my coaches in the pool, they train me, and them mentally, they prepare me for every competition. Then Swimming Federation of India, that's the association, so they help me by sending me to competitions, and even their support is very invaluable.
Okay, thank you. You have won so many medals at the state, national, and international level. Which one has been most satisfying for you? And you are also in the habit of breaking records. Tell us about the records you have.
So I have, like, there are many invaluable memories that I have. So one of them is when it was a state meet. So it was a senior state meet. So I was like, I think 13 years old, and I had to compete with all my seniors who were like 18, 19 years old. So during that time, it's like whoever comes first and second goes qualifies for the national level. So in the national level, all the athletes from different country states come and participate. So there what happened, I had to come first or second to qualify for the nationals. So there I like beat many of my seniors. So that was a very memorable moment. And then the other one would be in World Junior Championships in 2017. I was the youngest girl to get qualified for that competition. So when I went there, it was like, it was a new aspect of competition overall. So looking at all those other countries, like everyone's so big, so built, tall, and all the girls are like, the minimum is like 6 feet, and I am like 5'6". So like I look like a small kid standing next to them. So during that time, my favorite event is the 1500 meters. So that is like 1.5 kilometers of non-stop swimming. So in that event, I ranked 16th overall in the world. So out of like 102 countries, I ranked 16th. So that is another memorable moment. Though I didn't win a medal, it was like something I would cherish. And what was the other question? Sorry.
Yeah, you have broken so many records. Tell us about the records you've broken.
There are like many of my seniors' records that I've broken. So each and every time I break a senior's record, they come to me and they say, "Congratulations, you did well. I wanted you to beat my record." So that is also very memorable.
You're also a very bright student. How do you manage your time between studies and swimming? What we say is it's like swimming on two boats, keeping one leg on one boat and another leg on another boat. It's very difficult. How have you been managing?
Most of the credit goes to my school, my teachers and my friends. They always like back me up and anything I need, any doubts, any clearances, even my teachers are open to me calling them anytime for any doubts. And even my principal, she's fine with me not writing exams and tests except the final exam. So she knows like I have competitions all year round, so I won't be able to attend these exams. So she gives me a lot of permissions. And my mom is, she's done MSc in math. So she teaches me math and physics. And my granddad, he passed away 2 years ago. So he won the national award for teaching. So he, in science. So even he used to like guide me through. So all this has helped me.
Oh, great. Now, what are your future aspirations in academics? If you choose one, the other will suffer. So yeah. Your first love is obviously swimming, but you also will have aspirations in your academics too.
Yeah, so I want to do medical after 12th grade. So it's been something I always wanted to do since I was a small kid. So treating people and hopefully saving lives. So I want to do medical after this.
Okay, all the best to you. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Are you satisfied with what you achieved and what is your big dream going forward?
I am definitely not satisfied with what I've achieved. I have so much more to achieve. And my main goal is the Olympics. It was supposed to be the 2020 Olympics, but then since it got postponed, hopefully 2021, I'll make the A cut and I'll get qualified and represent our country and win the gold in swimming that our country has been waiting for such a long time.
We'll all be waiting in bated breath for that to happen, for that moment to come. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Then, how close are you with your timings with the at Asian level first and at the international level later?
At the Asian level, so recently there was the Asian Age Group Championship held in Bangalore. So in my age group, I placed 4th and 5th in my events. So yeah, and in Olympics, there are like two qualification standards. So one is the A cut and the B cut. So if you get the A cut, it's like a 50% chance that you might go to the Olympics. But if you get a B cut, it's like solidifying your place in the Olympics. So all like most of the Indian swimmers strive to get the A qualifying. So even I hope to get the A qualifying. So I'm just 45 seconds behind.
Okay.
But it takes a long time to cut those 45 seconds. So hopefully I'll do it.
Okay. You know what you need to do to get there. So you may be making all your efforts.
Yes.
To be there. Okay. How confident are you that you're going to participate in the Olympics?
I am very confident. It's my childhood dream and I want it to come true.
Okay. You have all the qualities to make it to the highest, the echelons of swimming, the highest in the sport called Olympics?
Hopefully, yes.
Yes. Okay. Honestly, you'll agree with me that India is far behind as far as international qualifying timings are concerned. What are the reasons? Is it about the physique, the nutrition, or the support, the exposure you get with regard to competitions you do or take part? What do you think is lacking with India? Why have we not won a medal in athletics as well as in swimming?
I would say the infrastructure in India is not up to mark. like most of the foreign countries have heated pools. So in India, we have like we hardly have 3 heated pools, and most of them are outdoor pools. So in foreign countries, it's indoor pools. So what happens, even though it's snowing, raining, they can still train and they can still compete. And it's all heated and insulated inside. But then in India, it's like if it rains really heavily or if it lightens, we'll have to like come out of the pool. We can't train that much. So it obstructs our training. And then the other one would be our genetics. Like Indians are like comparatively smaller than say Russians or Americans. So as I said, like when I went to the World Junior Championships, the minimum height for women there is like 6 feet. So here getting to 6 feet is like a huge task. Not many of us are 6 feet. And then their arms and legs are so long and they have such lean bodies. And comparatively, they look stronger and taller, sharper. And their training workouts are different because they have access to different kinds of equipment. So that it makes a huge difference.
Is it also about the weather and the food they eat and what we eat?
I wouldn't say the food necessarily, because the Indians, we use a lot of spices, and it's proven even during this corona time, like spices help increase our immunity and stuff. Over there, it's more like junk food and all adulterated drinks and stuff. So it's not necessarily the food.
Okay. Their food has a lot of protein. Do you get enough protein from your food? Protein mostly from the red meat, I think. Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, they use a lot of beef and pork and stuff. So I don't think Indians use that. So it makes a huge difference. And we have to look to supplements to like balance it out. But then supplements have a negative effect in future. So
Can you recall your memorable moments in this, I think probably close to 13 years you spent as a swimmer, okay, as a mermaid, they say, in the pool. Yeah. What are those wonderful moments, memorable situation that you can recall?
Yeah, I've been sponsored by an organization called Go Sports. So they're an NGO, they're a non-profitable organization. So this happened like in 2018, I guess, in December. So out of like out of the 500 participants that applied, they chose me. So they've been like supporting me financially and in any technical way that I need. So getting me access to many physiotherapists and strength and conditioning coaches. So the day like I got selected for that, that is a very memorable moment. And on that day, I went to Mumbai and then I met Mary Kom. So I always look up to Mary Kom as like one of my greatest inspirations. So that was really memorable.
Okay. You were also telling me about the Star Sports celebration when they honored you in the school.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, can you describe that moment?
So this happened, I think, 2018 on Women's Day. So Star Sports came to school and they felicitated me, and it was a grand procession, and then I had to talk on stage and stuff. So it made me really special. Like all my I've been like, people are actually looking up to me and recognizing me for my talent. So that was a really special moment.
Okay. You're very experienced now. How did you handle pressure, expectations, anxiety, nerves when you were very young, when you started competition? And how do you handle these now at the international level, maybe representing the country?
Yeah, so I would like to say that like where Indians lag is mentally. So as soon as like we go abroad and we look at those tall women or men or whatever, we get so scared mentally, like, oh my god, they're so big, I am nowhere compared to them. So those, like, we need a lot of time to overcome such mental illnesses of sort. So when I first started competitive swimming, one of my seniors called Aaron D'Souza, so he like advised me a lot. So one of like his golden words, like I still remember until now, is I told him that I am scared of like competing. What if the others beat me? So he was like, why are you scared? It's like you swim in your lane. It's not like anyone's going to come and stop you and tell you not to swim. It's your race, go swim it. So I always remember that.
Okay. Have you tried to train yourself mentally to overcome these limitations when you go to international competitions? Do you train mentally often before any competition as such?
Yes, so I have my strength and conditioning coach is called Declan Sir. So he's trained many international athletes like Mary Kom, Sarita Devi, etc. So I train with him. So every time before my competition, he always like sits down with me and talks to me about how can I overcome such stress, competition stress. So he always tells me that you have worked hard, you've done all the preparation, and you shouldn't. The only way you can get scared is by not trusting yourself enough. So you have to trust yourself in the preparation you've done and the hard work you've done and just go there and swim your best. So even his words are like really valuable to me. And my head coach, his name is Padma Brau, and my my assistant head coach, he's called John Christopher. So even they like help me so much. So every time I win a gold medal, so I have to take part in 5 events in the nationals and win all 5 golds. So every time I win a gold medal, they'll be like, don't be happy, you have 4 more to go. So even that helps me a lot.
Okay, what do you normally do to stay calm, cool, composed before the start of a tournament, after start of your competition, to overcome this nerves, what we call the pre-competitive anxiety? How do you stay calm and positive and relax? You know, the body needs to be relaxed. You can't tense your muscles.
I do yoga every day. So I do a lot of pranayama and visualization. So my yoga sir is called Muniraju sir. So he helps me a lot with focusing and meditating. So that helps me a lot. And I have my other coaches who always back me up. It's Rajiv sir and mainly Pradeep sir. He's a Dronacharya awardee. Unfortunately, he left like in 2016 and he went to a different pool. But until then, he used to like train us every day, mentally, physically, every way.
Well, they say, no, sport is 90% mental at the highest level. What is it according to your experience? Have you felt the same? What have your seniors said about this? Your seniors whom you have met or been with you, and the champions in swimming who have described, no, or spoken about this. Do you agree that sport is 90% mental at the highest level? Yeah.
Yes, it is. It is. I would say it is 99% mental, and it's just 1% physical. So whenever I walk onto the pool, I always think I am the best. I've done everything, and I'm going to beat the rest. I'm going to do my thing. So it's always like that.
Oh, great! Has anyone taught you mental skills? You have mentioned meditation. You mentioned yoga, which is also about focusing on the breath and keeping yourself calm, being mindful about what you are doing. Then you spoke about visualization, pranayama. Apart from that, have you been trained? Has someone trained you mentally?
Once I've been trained by this psychotherapist called Minal Chakraborty. So he taught me like a few methods, like how to visualize and stuff. So yes, I implement it every time before my race.
There are situations and circumstances where something goes wrong. Then how do you talk? Do you talk to yourself, urging yourself to be more positive?
Yeah.
Do you talk to yourself? Yes.
Yes, yes. So I like I told you before, I swim long distance. So it's like swimming 1.5 kilometers straight. So up to some point, after maybe say 1 kilometer, the mind starts telling my body like, I think I should stop. I'm getting tired. My hands are heavy. That is heavy. This is heavy. But then during that time, it's like, I literally like talk to myself, scold myself like, come on, you've done this so many times. Why can't you do it just one more time? and I talk to myself a lot.
Then you can do it. Oh, that's really nice. Okay, then what have you been doing this corona lockdown period, when it was really, really frustrating for most athletes? They have not been able to train, go out, practice, be out in the open. Then so many competitions have been either cancelled or postponed. It's really frustrating. They've all come out and expressed that they are low in confidence and they lack the motivation. They're not able to motivate themselves. So disappointing it has been for them. They waited years and trained years and sacrificed for so many years to be in competitions that were scheduled this year. They don't know what is going to happen next year. They are also worried about their bodies, you know, how to get the body going again. And even mentally, to get back in shape, to be in that competition shape. So, what has been your experience? How have you been training during this lockdown period? What are the things you have done?
Yeah, in the beginning, I was really frustrated. Like, why is this happening? Like, this is my last year. So in swimming, we have something called the age group. So this is my last year in the age group. So I had like very big plans for this year, and including the Olympics and stuff. So there was World Championships next year. Even that got postponed to next year. So I was like very frustrated. But then in the end, it was my family who supported me. So I spent a lot of time like learning a lot of skills, like cooking and helping mom with the house.
Hello listeners, you just heard the part one of my conversation with Kushi Dinesh Swimmer. There is more to come in part two.